The Fayetteville Roots Festival will take place August 27th and 28th at various locations throughout Fayetteville. This festival of music, food, and culture will feature over 30 performers, including Guy Clark, Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Erian, Chatham County Line, and more. Tickets and more information are available at FayettevilleRootsFestival.com. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Two Arkansas soldiers were among 30 Americans killed early Saturday morning in a NATO helicopter crash in eastern Afghanistan near Kabul. According to published wire reports and U.S. military sources, 34-year-old Navy SEAL Tommy Ratzlaff from Green Forest was killed, along with 22 other Navy SEAL commandos. The other was U.S. Air Force technician Sergeant John Brown from Siloam Springs. They were on a night mission, likely brought down by, reports say, a rocket-propelled grenade. Military officials say the crash is the worst since the coalition war began in Afghanistan. Both Arkansas soldiers' bodies will be flown to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware later this week to be met by family, military officials, and possibly President Barack Obama. A faith-based prison rehabilitation program serving nearly 300 inmates in Arkansas is scheduled to end next month. Officials with Prison Fellowship say the nonprofit will discontinue its Interchange Freedom Initiative in several states, including Arkansas. But Scott McLean, Arkansas director of the program, says a newly created group will attempt to take over the operations.
We were able to develop this new program, which is called Pathway to Freedom. And that came as a result of these key stakeholders, donors within the state, along with the Arkansas Department of Correction. They wanted to see something similar to IFI continue.
The program provides classes and topics like anger management and parenting to prisoners to help them prepare for reentry into society. It currently operates at the Hawkins Unit in Wrightsville, a dozen miles south of Little Rock. McLean says he thinks the local group can provide a year of limited services for $400,000, less than half the program's current budget in the state. Daytime record highs persisted over the weekend across the state, with triple digits keeping most residents inside or on area lakes to keep cool. The lack of rain in recent months has created severe to extreme drought conditions over the western half of Arkansas, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. The Arkansas Forestry Commission has issued an extreme wildfire warning over 25 western counties, including Washington, Benton, Carroll, Madison, Sebastian, and Crawford counties. Any outdoor burning is banned. Today will be particularly dangerous, with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. The National Weather Service has also issued an excessive heat warning, but our triple-digit heat wave may finally break, with showers and thunderstorms moving into the region tonight, bringing daytime temperatures down into the 90s for the rest of this week. The president of First National Bank of Fort Smith, Sam M. Seacard, died yesterday following a massive heart attack. He was 70. Seacard started out as First National Bank's mailboy prior to becoming its executive vice president in 1969. He was elected president in 1977 and eventually became the chairman of the bank's board. Seacard and his family have long been committed to the social and economic well-being of Fort Smith. He also served on various boards and fundraiser efforts, including the Fort Smith Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Marshals Museum Board of Directors, and Fort Smith Boys and Girls Club.